An attorney representing a newly formed coalition of yeshivas has complained to the New York State Education Department about the Rockland County Executive's approach to fire safety inspections at private schools. The county executive makes no apologies, saying safety is his number one concern. Attorney Dennis Lynch sent a letter May 27th to State Education Department Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, saying he represents the School Religious Freedom Coalition. Lynch writes that the letter be considered a complaint. The letter alleges that Rockland County Executive Ed Day is serving his own political agenda and spewed inflammatory and threatening remarks at a press conference the day before on the announcement of state-directed county inspections of private schools. The letter also calls the county inspections unconstitutional. A State Education Department spokeswoman says Lynch's letter is being reviewed. The letter says that the new group fully supports the State Education Department's intent in its May 26th letter to the county executive that all inspections be conducted with the sole purpose of ensuring the health and safety of students, but contends Day has exhibited a politically opportunistic response to the school safety issue. Lynch did not return calls seeking comment. In a Journal News article, Lynch would not say which yeshivas or rabbis are members of the new coalition. Here's Day.
What we're looking for at the end of the day is our children in Rockland County have a safe place to learn. That's the entire story.
Day notes it was the State Education Department that directed the county to perform fire inspections at 49 private schools after such an order was requested. He says inspections are underway and will be completed by the end of June.
It is a consistent ignoring of the fire codes by a number of private schools. And of the 49 private schools that were cited, 26 never filed fire code reports. So, you know, we've been asked to do something. This has been an issue that's going on for years now. And we're moving forward methodically. And this, we're inspecting schools of all religious persuasions.
The majority of these schools are in Ramapo and Spring Valley. In March, the State Education Department sent letters to the Ramapo town supervisor and the fire inspector at the time to inform them of severe fire code violations found by state inspectors at four private schools, schools that were given clean inspection reports from the town fire inspector. Lynch also serves as assistant attorney for Ramapo. And as for Lynch's letter, which was CC'd today, the county executive replies,
"But you know something? If someone has a concern about what we're doing, they don't need to hire an attorney who's working for the town of Ramapo. I think that compromises him immensely. If these folks want to reach out to us directly, we're more than willing to speak to them. But again, they're calling us unconstitutional. They're saying they want to have, you know, some sort of plan where they'll allow us into the schools when it's okay with them. It doesn't work that way. Fire inspections take place when a fire inspector shows up. That's the way it works. And again, we're looking to apply the law equally to all, no more and no less."
Day says among the 49 private schools to be inspected are 23 the state asked the county to re-inspect after they were inspected by the Ramapo fire inspector. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.